Anglo-American and Northern Dynasty Minerals joined forces back in 2007 to form the Pebble Limited Partnership to guide the Pebble Project through permitting and development. The first speaker during Monday's conference call was Doug Allen. He's the Vice President of Corporate Communications for Northern Dynasty Minerals.
We are beginning what will be a negotiation with Anglo-American in the days and weeks ahead. At the end of a 60-day notice period, Anglo will withdraw from the partnership.
Anglo-American's new CEO announced the decision to withdraw from the Pebble Mine project in a press release that was issued Monday morning. In that release, Anglo-American claims the decision was made after the company completed an assessment of the projects in the pipeline. Up until this week, Anglo-American appeared committed to the project, and reportedly the company had pumped about $540 million into the Pebble Mine project. In Monday's press release, Anglo-American noted that it expects to record an impairment charge of $300 million as part of getting out of the Pebble Limited Partnership Agreement. Northern Dynasty Minerals CEO Ron Thiessen confirms that Anglo-American's decision leaves the Pebble project solely under the control of Northern Dynasty.
This means that we will now be back in possession of 100% of the Pebble project and the beneficiary of something north of $540 million worth of expenditures by Anglo over the last 5 years, a tremendous database, and one which provides us with the opportunity to completely evaluate this project. And we're in a position where we are 99% complete on, I would say, the project description, which is the functional document for permitting purposes.
Before Monday's announcement, the Pebble Limited Partnership had suggested the mine plan would be publicly released before the end of this year, with the goal of entering into the permitting phase late this year or early next year. Publicly, Northern Dynasty Minerals says nothing has changed, but the company admits that a review of the Pebble project will be undertaken. Thiessen confirms the Pebble Limited Partnership will stay in place.
We will keep the limited partnership in place for the certainly the near future, in the event that another party might see fit to join the structure.
During Monday's conference call, Thiessen was asked about interest from other mining companies about investing in the Pebble Mine project. He stressed that over the last few years, several companies have expressed an interest in the idea.
There have been lots of discussions, though, over the past few years with various parties, including streamers, trading companies, smelting and refining companies on potential participation in the Pebble project. We always felt that in terms of streaming and the offtake agreements, that those were the kinds of transactions that were best entered into post issuance of permits and once we were looking for development financing. In terms of other industry participants, like other mining companies, again, it's been no big secret that over the years that Northern Dynasty felt that the project itself would ultimately be developed by a consortium of companies which consisted of mining companies and smelting and refining companies, not unlike, let's say, the Antamina project or the Escondida project in Latin America. So those talks have been ongoing.
Thiessen confirmed that Northern Dynasty Minerals has had conversations with several Chinese companies about joining the Pebble Mine project.
In general, their interest was predominantly in offtake, and so we felt, again, that the timing for something like that, given the structure of the partnership over the last few years, was post-permitting. So where we get to in the days ahead, I think, that's still up in the air. I mean, we've only just received the notice from Anglo, so I haven't had any conversations with any Chinese mining companies in the last 24 hours.
The Pebble deposit sits on state-owned land, and the mining claims are wholly controlled by Northern Dynasty Minerals. Once the company files for permits, that triggers the start of the NEPA permitting process, which most observers believe will take between 3 to 7 years to complete. Northern Dynasty Minerals could not provide a firm date when the mine plan would be completed and when the company would file for permits. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.